This is an interview with Emily Benson, and it's February, what, 4th?
5th.
February 5th, Monday morning, and let's see where the mic is right there, so
okay.
Pull it up like that, so I can at least see it. So, Emily, can you just tell us a little bit about the class and what you have planned, what you've been doing since the beginning of the year?
Sure. This is a ninth grade humanities class. It's a very heterogeneous class, students with all different skill levels. For the most part, though, most of their reading skills are at grade level or very close to at grade level.
And how many students are in the class?
There are 27 students in the class, and attendance is really good. So most days I have all 27, which is really excellent. We started the year, so because it's humanities class, there are three strands that we're running all the time, and that's a history component, reading, and then also writing. And I should also say that at this school, the general model for instruction is what we call the workshop model, which is a way of structuring the class so that the first 15 or 20 minutes, I give a mini lesson, and then they have about 30 or 40 minutes of workshop time to be practicing whatever skill or applying whatever skill I went over in the mini lesson.
And you do this in writing, reading, and
writing, reading, and history. Yes. So the whole idea is that, and this is just, I mean, I think it's good teaching, but it's also something that the school really pushes. The idea is that the student is worker, teacher is guide. So the students are doing lots and lots of practice in class.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm, you know, for most of the class, but I'm just kind of bouncing around from group to group, checking in and making sure that they're doing, you know, whatever it is I want them to be doing, that they're doing it correctly.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the curriculum itself, you're working with another ninth grade humanities teacher.
Yes.
And planning together.
We plan everything together. We teach the same lessons every day. And it's nice. We split up lesson planning. So we'll plan the week together and then, you know, divide up who's going to take what day. So the exact same things are going on in our classrooms.
And when do you meet?
We meet Thursdays. We have like a double prep.
Uh-huh.
That our principal gave us so that we can meet for a longer period, and so we'll plan the whole next week. But then before each unit, we'll meet on a Sunday afternoon at Starbucks and meet for a couple hours and really sort of flesh out the whole unit.
Uh-huh. And this is your first year here at this school.
That's correct.
And when did you start work on the units in the year, right? Did you have any time before the year began?
Yes. I met Deb, my co-teacher, last June. So I came to the end of last year's professional development, like for a couple days at the end of the school year. The staff met as a entire staff to figure out what we were going to focus on, to have a chance to sort of reflect on the year. So I met her then and got a sense of what the curriculum was. And then we met several times in August before the school year began to talk about goals. Mm-hmm, that was just on our own.
And then was there any scheduled time for you to meet before school?
We met for about a week and a half before school. And I think only like two or three of those days were technically days that we were paid for. But the entire staff came. I think we had about a week and a half to meet.
And during that time, how much time did you spend planning the curriculum with Deb?
Probably about half that time.
Half that time.
Like every day for about half uh-huh. of the day. And the other half of the time we were in, you know, professional development meetings.
And she had taught this curriculum before, so mm-hmm. essentially you were learning about, are you pretty much teaching the curriculum that she used last year?
We're using a lot of the same units, but we're really revamping them, making them better. It was she's been teaching for about 9 years, I think, but it was her first time teaching ninth grade. She was a sixth grade teacher, humanities teacher. So what she and the other teacher last year put together was just kind of a first time, you know, let's put this together and hope it works and reflect on it at the end of the year. A lot of what she taught last year is really great, but a lot of it we've had to just kind of tighten up. kind of fix the assessment so that they really are assessing the skills. Or in some cases, we've had to kind of narrow the number of skills that we're focusing on because, you know, she wasn't able to really cover what she thought she was going to last year.
And so was were those the biggest issues that came out in your discussions about the curriculum last year, was assessment and focusing in on the skills?
Yes, and absolutely.
Anything else that you were thinking about?
What else? Well, yeah, we've just found better ways of doing things. So one thing we found is that it's really hard to do all three components, reading, writing, and history, all together. So we've kind of tried to shorten, you know, condense units to the most effective lessons and to just kind of get the biggest bang for our buck in each unit so that we can really, so that we're only really doing two strands at one time.
Mm-hmm. So can you explain how that actually works in terms of as you thought about, you know, planning the year? Do you teach a reading unit and a writing unit simultaneously?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah. So at the beginning of the year, we were teaching our history component was ancient Greece. Our writing component was sort of introducing writing workshop and helping them build stamina in their writing and write with greater volume, basically, write more volume. And then the reading component was we read the play Antigone. So we had three strands going at once. And I personally felt it was a little chaotic. You know, each day we only can do two. We see the kids for 2 50-minute blocks every day, sometimes together, sometimes not. So in that time, there's only time to do two of those strands on any given day. So it was just constantly alternating which two of the three we were doing. And after that unit, we decided we didn't want to do all three again. Mm-hmm. So then after that, we went straight into ancient Rome, but we focused on the essay. Mm-hmm. So that was the next unit. It was basically the structure of an essay, and they wrote like four essays. And as soon as we finished the essay unit, we were still in ancient Rome, but then we picked up Catcher in the Rye. So then we were doing history and literature.
So basically you did history and writing and then history and literature.
Mm-hmm.
And have you
mm-hmm.
continued to alternate like that? Are you always doing history and then either doing writing
no.
or either doing reading?
No, in fact, right now, so we picked up after winter break, we picked up with Catcher in the Rye, we were still doing literature, and then we added in another writing unit, which is a short story unit, so writing short stories, but sort of in the middle of short story unit, they finished and completed the Catcher in the Rye unit, and we just decided to do another straight week and a half to wrap up short stories. So we've been doing only short stories for the last week and a half
mm-hmm.
to just kind of get through it, finish it, and sort of maintain their focus. So then starting up on Monday, we'll start with our new history unit.
Mm-hmm.
And then simultaneous with that, we'll be doing the research, the historical research paper unit.
Mm-hmm. So a historical paper is, that you see that as a history unit?
No, it's a writing unit.
It's a writing
yeah,
unit
yeah.
that goes along with the history content,
right.
which is...
Well... It goes along with the history content to some degree. The history content in this unit coming up is going to be the foundations of Islam. The historical research paper unit, though, is preparing students to write their exhibition research paper, which is this big, you know, final assessment that they have to pass. In order to go on to 10th grade, our school doesn't have regents. We have a waiver. So not many of the students are going to actually be writing their research paper on a topic related to Islam. They have chosen topics from anything in the curriculum. And a couple of them have chosen topics outside the curriculum.
And in terms of the exhibition, how does that fit into your curriculum?
Well, up until now, it hasn't fit into the curriculum because we've had an exhibition advisory. So all of the direct instruction on exhibitions, so how do you pick an essential question, how do you write an essential question, things like that, all the research, all the note-taking, that's all been done through a separate class, and that meets once a week. We've been building a lot of skills in, especially with the history, you know, lots and lots of note-taking. They've had to do research before. They've had to do presentations, and part of the exhibition is a big presentation of their research. So we've been trying to build in a lot of the skills with previous assignments and projects and things like that.
Right. But now you're just, because it's coming up, you're going to focus on it in
there
as well.
Yeah. So, I mean,
we
need to, it's a 7-to-10-page paper for them. They've never done anything like that. We have done we've done our unit on essays, and so they know the structure, but this is just going to be magnified. So we're going to need to take them through, we've already taught them thesis statement. They have thesis statements, but we need to take them through outlining for their research paper, drafting, all the citations, and paraphrasing, and, you know, incorporating your research.
Mm-hmm.
The whole process we're really going to do in class, basically.
And the exhibition itself involves writing a 7-to-10-page research paper and making a presentation around a topic or issue of their choice.
Yes. So the students have been divided into four groups. Two sets of like 26 students are doing humanities exhibitions. So they are writing historical research papers. The other two groups are either writing a science exhibition or a math exhibition. And the deal is they have to complete two humanities, one science, and one math exhibition by the time they graduate.
Uh-huh.
So if they wrote a math exhibition this year, they'll do humanities next year, they'll do science next year, you know, whatever.
And is that by choice or their science?
They got to choose.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to choose.
And just in terms of your overall planning, when you talked about some of the issues you were working on in terms of the planning for the narrowing the curriculum and things like that, but overall goals, what were your general goals for the year?
Overall goals, huge goal is that they can complete the exhibition paper. It's a stretch for a lot of kids, that they can do all of the research, that they can synthesize it all. So that final project requires so much. I mean, that we had to scaffold the whole year to get ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Practicing writing thesis statements and supporting your argument and everything. So that's one huge goal. My huge goal is that every single student passes their exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't happened in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think ever. So.
And roughly, usually, how many is it?
I think,
three-quarters, two-thirds.
It's about three-quarters pass. And then if they don't pass, they have to come in the summer and, mm-hmm. you know, work with a teacher. And, you know, they have additional chances, but mm-hmm. I want them to be able to do it.
And so in addition to passing the exhibition, other goals?
So for reading goals, that they become more fluent readers and that they know what analysis is, literary analysis, and that they can do it on some form. They don't really do that before ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to identify the symbolism in something, in a piece of literature, being able to take a quote and write a paragraph of analysis explaining why that quote is significant,
mm-hmm.
to understanding the character, to a theme. Those are new skills for them.
Mm-hmm.
I really want them to be good at that at mm-hmm. the end of the year.
So those are some reading goals. What about history goals?
History goals. Oh, yeah, they're about to come in. History goals, just that they become... We're building foundational skills. So better note takers, that they look at all sides, that they read sources critically. We're focusing on all these cultures and religions and things, and we talked about cultural relativism at the beginning of the year and how important it is to be objective and to recognize your own values and and sort of separating yourself from that. So those are probably the history goals.
Great.
Sound good?
Thanks.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's just in time.
They're probably hiding out there. Do you guys want this now?